on, Chandler. You're doing so well with this whole getting married, never going to sleep with anyone for the rest of your life thing. I'm telling you, I think it's great.
Hey.
Hi.
Who wants French toast?
Oh, I'll have some.
Me too. Eggs and milk in the fridge. Thanks.
Ow.
Oh, what's the matter, honey?
Oh, my hand feels weird. I guess it's because I'm engaged. How long before that starts getting annoying? It starts. Yeah, so let's actually get started on the wedding plan, okay?
Already?
Yeah, we got a lot to do. We got to think about the flowers, the caterers, the music.
Oh, I got some thoughts on the music.
Oh, Chandler, too many cooks.
Take it from me. As the groom, all you have to do is show up and try to say the right name.
Okay.
What in God's name is that?
Oh, my God, the wedding book? I haven't seen that since the fourth grade.
This baby has got everything. Take, you know, locations, for instance. First organized alphabetically, then geographically, then by square footage.
That is so smart.
Break it off. Break it off now.
Look, here's the invitation you used to your wedding to John Lynch in the fifth grade. Remember, I got sick and Ross had to fill in as a bridesmaid.
I was a bride's boy.
I don't smell French toast, bride's boy.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
That should conclusively prove that I had the idea for Jurassic Park first.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, my God. What are you doing here?
I need to talk to you. It's pretty urgent. It's about Monica and Chandler.
Oh, my God. Of course. Would you please excuse me for a moment? Do you know each other's hometowns? Why don't you... What's going on?
Well, not much. But I was just thinking that since those guys just got engaged, that maybe it'd be nice if they had some privacy, you know? So could I just move in with you for a couple days?
Okay, yeah, sure. But what's wrong with Monica and Chandler?
Nothing. Why?
Phoebe, you said it was urgent.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm going to the movies, and it starts in like 5 minutes.
Do you realize I have a classroom full of students?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so rude. Does anyone want to come to the movies?
All right, so I haven't cleared the budget with my parents yet, mm-hmm. but tell me how this is for music.
Okay.
All right, a string quartet for the processional,
oh.
a jazz trio for cocktails, mm-hmm. the Bay City Rollers for dancing. Wait, that was for my sixth grade wedding.
Well, you couldn't get them anyway. I mean, Ian doesn't even play anymore, and Derek. Well, Derek is a name I shouldn't know.
Hey, Mom, do you have another pillow? You know, something a little snugglier?
Why are you napping over here instead of over at your place?
The duck.
What, the duck? What the hell did the damn duck do now?
Well, he did not get sick somewhere in there, and it was immediately found and properly cleaned up.
Now, do I get to look at this book, or is it just for people who are actually involved in the wedding?
Of course you can look at it. Yeah, I want your opinion, too.
Okay.
Here you go. What do you think about centerpieces?
Centerpieces.
Yeah. Roses or lilies?
Definitely roses. Well, I just think they're a little bit more wedding-y, you know. But lilies are the clear choice.
Oh, yeah. It's like one mind.
Uh-huh.
Guys, you gotta let me nap. I'm gonna get cranky.
Joey, there is a perfectly good couch across the hall.
Yes, it is perfectly good. And it is not one of the places the doc got sick.
What?
All right, I'm gonna go.
Joey, what did the duck do?
I don't know, but he did not eat your face cream. buddy. How are you feeling? What the hell is in that face cream? So soft. Pillowcases.
Zelda looked at the chimney sweep. Her father, the vicar. Vicar? Wouldn't be home for hours. Her loins were burning. She threw caution to the wind and reached out and grabbed his...
Whoa! Whoa. This is a dirty book!
Phoebe...
Oh, Ross, hi.
Phoebe, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, I'm with a client right now.
Phoebe!
Okay, let's talk outside. Joel, unfortunately, this time will be counted as part of your massage. So try and think relaxing thoughts.
And Joel, don't touch any of my dinosaurs. I know they're cool, but they're mine. Can't massage people in my apartment.
What's the big deal? I did it at Monica and Chandler's.
And they knew about it?
Okay, look, Ross, what is this really about?
Look, this is my home, and I want to be able to come and go whenever I want.
Okay, I will find someplace else to do the rest of my appointments. I just don't know what the big deal is.
The big deal is I don't want naked, greasy strangers in my apartment when I want to kick back with a puzzle. Beer. Cold beer. Sweeping?
Why? To turn you on?
No.
What if I was sweeping a chimney?
Joey, did you eat my face cream?
Where you going? The vicar won't be home for hours.
Joey? Where did you learn that word?
Where do you think?
Zelda?
You found my book?
Yeah, I did.
Joey, what are you doing going into my bedroom?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I went in there to take a nap, and I know I shouldn't have, but you got porn.
Oh. God, I cannot believe you invaded my privacy like that.
Whoa, Zelda. Now, you seem a little tense. Maybe you'd relax if I gave you a nice milk bath.
Okay. You know what? I don't even like that part.
Well, I do.
Hey, you know what? I don't care. I'm not ashamed of my book. There's nothing wrong with a woman enjoying a little erotica. It's just a healthy expression of female sexuality, which, by the way, is something that you will never understand.
You got porn.
Hello.
Hi, is Phoebe here?
No, she's out for the night.
Oh. Great.
Can I help you with something?
Well, I don't know. Are you a masseur?
Yes, I am.
Right. Dad? Thank you so much. I'll be back to pick him up in an hour.
Need help with that?
Yeah,
know, Chandler, your parents must have been thrilled when you told them you were engaged.
Oh, yeah, I should probably call them.
I remember when we first got engaged.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard that story.
Oh, Dad, really, you don't need to
know. Well, I gotten Judy pregnant. I still don't know how that happened.
You don't know how that happened? Your dog thought my diaphragm was a chew toy.
What a sweet story.
Well, at least you're not hearing it for the first time at your fifth grade Halloween party.
What? They wanted a scary story.
Anyway, we're really excited about our wedding plans, and well, I guess pretty soon we'll be making a big withdrawal from the Monica Wedding Fund. What?
You tell her, Jack, I can't do it.
What happened? You still have the Monica Wedding Fund, don't you?
We have it. Only now we call it the beach house.
I can't believe you spent my wedding fund on the beach house.
We're sorry, honey, but we just assumed if you got married after you turned 30, you'd pay for it yourself.
You bought the beach house when I was 23.
Which means you had 7 years of beach fun, and you can't put a price on that, sweetie.
I really do feel bad about this, though.
We started saving again when you were dating Richard, but then that went to hell, so we redid the kitchen.
What about when I started dating Chandler?
Well, it was Chandler. We didn't think he'd ever propose.
Clearly, I did not start drinking enough at the start of the meal.
I can't believe it. There is no money for my wedding?
We might still have some money if your father hadn't thought it was a good idea to sell ice over the internet.
It seemed like such a simple idea.
Stupid, Jack. The word is stupid.
All right, enough. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Good luck, Chandler.
Okay, now I'm going to touch you. Oh, that's soft.
Chimney Sweets and Vickers.
I think he's just been rehearsing for an episode of his show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it really sounds like a bad porn novel.
I can't believe this. Do you think that your parents can help pay for it?
I don't know. My mother spent most of her money on her fourth wedding. She's saving the rest for her divorce. And any extra cash my father has, he saves for his yearly trips to Dollywood.
What happened at dinner?
My parents spent the money for our wedding.
My God, what did you order? Wait, there's no money? Well, this is terrible. You guys are going to have to get married in like a rec center.
Oh, God, you're right. We're going to have to be out by 6 so, you know, they can take out the floor for senior swim.
Honey, it's going to be okay.
No, no, it's not. It's not going to be okay. It sucks. No swing band, no lilies.
Oh, no, but that's good. You don't want lilies. If a cat ate them, it would die. What? I'm just saying that now you could invite cats.
You know what? It's going to be okay. I mean, you don't need to have this rustic Italian feast, you know, and you don't need this custom-made, empire-waisted Duchess satin gown. You can wear off the rack.
Look, it really is going to be okay. The important thing is that we love each other and that we're going to get married.
Do you even understand what off the rack means?
Why don't you just pay for it yourself?
How? I don't have any money.
Well, I have some.
How much?
Well, close to
Wow! Are you kidding me?
What? How much is it?
It's enough for wedding scenario A.
Wait. Scenario A has lilies in it. Someone's going to have to break it to the cats, and it ain't going to be me.
How great are you, you little saver? I mean, the amount you have is exactly the budget of my dream wedding.
Oh, you guys are so made for each other.
Well, you're not suggesting that we spend all of the money on the wedding.
Yeah.
Come on, I've been saving this money for 6 years, and I kind of had some of it earmarked for the future, not just for a party.
Wow. Hello, Mr. Chandler.
This is the most special day of our lives.
No, I realize that, honey, but I'm not going to spend all the money on one party.
Honey, I love you. But if you call our wedding a party one more time, you may not get invited. We can always earn more money, okay? But if we're only going to get married once.
Look, I understand, but I have to put my foot down, okay? The answer is no.
You're going to have to put your foot down?
Yes, I am.
Wow, money and a firm hand. Finally a Chandler I can get on board with.
Rich.
Joey.
Hey, Rich. You smell smoke?
Uh-huh, I get it. Smoke, chimney sweep, very funny, haha.
No, I'm serious. You don't smell it? Something's on fire.
No, I don't smell anything.
Oh, you know what? It's probably just your burning loins.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Yeah. Damn, this coffee's cold. Hey, Rich, do you mind if I heat this up on your loins?
You know, I cannot believe you told him, Joey.
So I guess you bought that book after we broke up, huh?
Uh-huh, yeah, I did, because I wore out my first copy when I was with you.
Oh, yeah, well, when we were going out, I read tons of porno magazines. So.
Boss, how could you do that to an old man?
Excuse me, ladies. I'm sorry?
My massage client, Arthur... His daughter called and said that some guy that worked for me gave him a really weird massage this afternoon.
I gave him an extremely professional massage.
He said you poked at him with wooden spoons.
Okay, so it wasn't a traditional massage, but I did give him acupressure with a pair of chopsticks, and I gently exfoliated him with a mop.
He's never coming back, okay? You just cost me $80 a week.
Hey, you know what? This is your fault. You're the one who didn't move his appointment.
Oh, it's my fault? You didn't have to massage him. You could have sent him away. You could have not rolled Tonka trucks up and down his back.
He said he liked that.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Dude, what are you massaging an old man for?
His daughter was hot.
Gotcha.
Look, Ross, I really need that $80 every week.
Look, I am sure you'll find another massage client, Phoebe.
Yeah, I'm sure I will, too. But until then, I'm going to massage you every week for the price of $100.
Just said $80.
Do you want me to mess up your puzzle?
$100 it is.
Hello, Zelda.
Who are you supposed to be?
The vicar.
Do you even know what a vicar is?
Like a goalie, right?
Yeah. Look, Joey, it's enough, all right? The joke's over. I'm sick of it.
You mean this isn't the sweet torment you've been waiting all your life for?
Joey, I'm serious, all right? It's enough. You keep making these stupid jokes and these sleazy innuendos, and it's just not funny anymore.
All right, I'm sorry. Rach, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Now maybe I can make it up to you by taking you roughly in the barn.
Oh. All right, you know what? That's it. You want to do it? Let's do it.
Huh?
That's right. I want to do it with you. I've been trying to fight it, but you've just said all the right things.
I did?
Yeah. Oh, I've been waiting so long to get on that body.
This body?
Yeah, that's right. Come on, Joey, sex me up.
Yeah, you're starting to sound like the butcher's wife there in chapter 7.
Oh, come on now. Don't keep me waiting. Get those clothes off. But I would keep that helmet on because you're in for a rough ride.
I don't want to. I'm scared.
Hey.
Listen, I've been thinking. It's not fair for me to ask you to spend all of your money on our wedding. I mean, you work really hard for that.
Yeah.
Well, you work for that.
Look, I thought about it too, and I'm sorry. I think we should spend all of the money on the wedding.
You do?
Yeah, I'm putting my foot down. Yeah, look, when I proposed, I told you that I would do anything to make you happy. And if having the perfect wedding makes you happy, then that's what we're going to do.
You're so sweet. Mm. Oh, but what about the future and stuff?
Yeah, forget about the future and stuff. So we only have 2 kids, you know? We'll pick our favorite, and that one we'll get to go to college.
Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
How many kids were we going to have?
4. A boy. 2 girls and another boy.
What else did you think about?
Well, stuff like where we'd live, you know, like a small place outside the city where our kids could learn to ride their bikes and stuff. You know, we could have a cat that had a bell on its collar and we could hear it every time it ran through the little kitty door. Of course, we'd have an apartment over the garage where Joey could grow old.
You know what? I don't want a big fancy wedding.
Sure you do.
No. I want everything that you've just said. I want a marriage.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I love you so much.
I love you. Hey, listen, Evelyn. And you were talking about our future. You said cat, but you meant dog, right?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, good. Room temperature okay?
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Is the music too loud?
No.
Good.
Hey! What the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry, were you expecting a traditional massage with the hands?
Fine.
Now just try to relax.